Search Kelly McHugh, your attorney for personal injury. Kelly McHugh is there every step of the way for you. Kelly McHugh.
Should you talk to the insurance adjuster without a lawyer? Hi, everyone. Kelly McHugh here of the Law Office of Kelly McHugh, based in St. Petersburg. If you've recently been in a collision on the Gandhi Bridge or a busy street in St. Pete, your phone has probably already started ringing. On the other end is a friendly voice from an insurance company, asking if you have a moment to talk about what happened. While they sound like they are just checking in to see if you're okay, navigating these conversations is one of the most dangerous parts of a personal injury claim. Understanding the strategy behind these calls is vital because a single recorded sentence can be used to slash the value of your case or even result in a total denial of your claim. In the world of insurance, just being helpful can accidentally cost you your entire recovery. The most important thing to realize is that the insurance adjuster, no matter how polite they seem, is an employee of a multi-billion dollar corporation. Their primary job is to resolve your claim for as little money as possible. When they ask for a recorded statement, they aren't just taking notes. They are looking for inconsistencies. If you tell the adjuster your neck feels fine today, perhaps because you are still on pain medication or the adrenaline hasn't worn off, and it turns out you have a herniated disc that requires surgery next month, they will use that recording to argue your injury wasn't caused by the collision. Insurance companies in Florida also use a tactic called a lowball settlement offer very early in the process. They might offer you a few $100s and a promise to pay your initial ER bill if you sign a release right now. While that quick cash sounds tempting when you're worried about missing work in Tampa or Clearwater, signing that paper usually ends your case forever. You are essentially giving up your right to ever ask for more money, even if your injuries turn out to be permanent. A lawyer acts as a buffer, preventing these predatory, exploding offers from reaching you before you know the true extent of your medical needs. There is also the complication of Florida's comparative negligence laws. During a seemingly casual conversation, an adjuster might ask leading questions like, "Were you in a hurry?" or "Could you have braked sooner?" If they can get you to agree to even a small percentage of fault, they can legally reduce the amount of money they have to pay you. When I represent a client, I handle all communication with the adjusters. This ensures that the facts are presented accurately and that you don't accidentally walk into a legal trap designed to protect the insurance company's bottom line. Beyond just protecting you from mistakes, having an advocate means the insurance company knows they can't simply ignore your phone calls or drag their feet. We know the local courts in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties, and we know exactly what evidence is needed to prove your claim. By stepping in between you and the adjuster, I allow you to focus on your physical recovery while I focus on the financial one. You don't have to worry about saying the wrong thing because your lawyer is the only one doing the talking. Choosing to handle an adjuster alone is like stepping into a boxing ring with a professional while your hands are tied behind your back. The system is inherently weighted in their favor, but hiring a local, dedicated personal injury attorney levels the playing field. Don't let a friendly phone call turn into a financial disaster. Until next time, this is Kelly McHugh reminding you, if you're dealing with this right now, you don't have to figure it out alone. Call me at 727-873-0910 and get clear answers today.
Search Kelly McHugh.